Prabhupada just a few quotations from Prabhupada on the importance of studying, because the tendency always is to and naturally, well, because we're very work oriented, but the tendency is just to work. But the difficulty in that is, unless we hear properly and sufficiently, then the work will turn into just ordinary work, and it will not make the proper turn into devotion, because it is the water, shravanadi jal. Ihan mali nitya sechi shravanadi jal. It is the water of hearing and chanting that makes the devotional creeper grow. So in the midst of all the hard work that we have to do to spread the Krishna consciousness movement and to maintain ourselves, we cannot at all neglect the process of hearing, especially hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said on many occasions, here's one some quotations, "I am very much stressing at this point that all my students shall be very much conversant with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and they should read our books very diligently, at least 1 or 2 hours daily, and try to understand the subject matter from varieties of angles. So if you study my books very carefully, then I am sure you will find out the means for applying this Krishna conscious philosophy in all spheres of life. There is no limitation. We should rather turn our interest to learn from the books more and more. We should inquire about Krishna. Temple life is going on with little change, but we should become habituated to read the books more profoundly. I recommend you to read books more and more and try to understand the subject matter from different angles of vision and be always discussing it with your God brothers. You should always be alert in understanding the Shastra conclusions. That will help you, otherwise we can be misled by bogus philosophies. I'm very pleased that you are studying the books. This will make you happy and successful. And you must all study very scrutinizingly all of the books, so that when the need arises, you can repeat in your own words their purport. The instruction given in my books is supposed to be personal instruction. When we read Bhagavad Gita as it is understood that we are receiving personal instruction of Krishna. No physical barrier is there in the case of spiritual affairs. In my books, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is explained fully. So if there is anything you don't understand, then you simply have to read again and again. By reading daily, the knowledge will be revealed to you. You may please me the most by reading my books and following the instructions therein." So, in pursuance of Prabhupada's desire that the devotees become fixed in transcendental knowledge, he desired to implement Shastra degrees within ISKCON. These Shastra degrees were from the simplest of Bhakti Shastri to Bhakti Bhai Bhava, which entails the study of the first 6 cantos of Bhagavatam, and then Bhakti Vedanta, the entirety of the Bhagavatam, and Bhakti Sarvabhauma, the entirety of the Bhagavatam plus Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada wanted these tests and examinations and degrees awarded to the devotees. He even wanted the Bhakti Bhai Bhava degree to be a prerequisite before one could take sannyas. And unfortunately, this degree system is just now coming only. But it is the Bhakti Shastri degree is there, and the rest of the system is more or less on the way. So we are going to begin teaching the Bhakti Bhai Bhava course here in Perth. And we hope that Prabhupada will bless us by this intept and bless all the devotees here as well. And if Prabhupada blesses us, then that will simply in and of itself be our success. But although we're going to be teaching the Bhakti Bhai Bhava degree, we've tried to make the course quite flexible. or the teaching quite flexible so that everyone can participate according to their capacity, according to their time, according to their nature, and according to their desire. Of course, everything will depend on desire. But if long as one has some desire, then there'll be some facility to participate. The basic two parts of the course will be morning classes, which will go from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and evening classes 3 days a week. The morning classes will be 5 days a week. But there'll be great flexibility, and one can participate according to one's desire and according to the time that one has available. One can study at home. One can study at one's own speed. We will be teaching a specific method of studying. I've been thinking and thinking about it, especially recently. And to me, what's very much attractive to me is, of course, we are associating with Prabhupada when we read the Bhagavatam, as we are associating with Krishna. But when we read from the beginning of the Bhagavatam in the first canto to the 12th canto, there are so many pastimes. And the essence of the pastimes is always Krishna's dealings with his devotees. And the pastimes and the Bhagavatam is set up progressively so that one makes advancement. And ultimately, the Bhagavatam's purpose is to lead us to enter into the 10th canto, which is considered the smiling face of Krishna. Krishna himself came to this world to perform his pastimes to attract the living entities to away from the material world to the spiritual world. If we don't have the attraction to the spiritual world, then we will forever stay in the material world. So Krishna displayed his all attractive pastimes, especially those in Vrindavan, to attract us to that place and away from this place. So the Bhagavatam is set up progressively. So the specific thing that is intriguing me, in one sense, at this point, is how in the Bhagavatam there are different prayers. From the beginning of the Bhagavatam to the end of Bhagavatam, there are different prayers. And these prayers are generally given or spoken by different devotees. And what we want to do is enter into the essence of these prayers and associate with these devotees, exalted devotees, because association is everything. So we want to deeply associate with these devotees and understand the message that they are trying to give us. And we want to imbibe that message deeply into our hearts, and I don't mean to sound like an impersonalist, but we have to become one with that message by taking it and making ourselves one with it. This is all the internal energy of Krishna. We will retain our individuality, but based on the prayers of these exalted personalities, we will progress. So there will be special emphasis on the class, we hope, if Krishna allows and Prabhupada blesses us, on trying to enter deeply into the prayers given of in glorification of Krishna by the devotees. But yet, everyone can participate according to their desire. So if one can study from 10 to 1 every day, that is very nice. If one can study at home, that's nice. If one can study at his own speed, and there'll be discussions 3 times a week for an hour, so one can study at home and participate in those discussions if one has the time. Or if one can't do that, there's the evening classes, which will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings, I believe. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings from 6:30 to 8. And one can even participate in those in different ways. What we will do in those classes is not go through every verse of the Bhagavatam, but go through the different essences of the Bhagavatam, paying special attention to the pastimes and special sections of the Bhagavatam and tried to enter into the essence of these pastimes. We won't go over each part equally. And in this way, we might be able to finish the first, in the evening classes, finish the first six cantos in 2 years. And at those times, one could participate. There'll be some homework, if one wants to do homework and just wants to attend the evening classes. We'll just, very, very simple homework of reading one verse and purport, or two verses which contain the essence of that section. Reading that in advance and just be familiar with it. That type of homework, very, very simple. Or if one wants to just come and just hear every class in the evening, that's fine. Or once in a while, that's also fine. So we tried to make it quite flexible and easy for the devotees to participate according to capacity, circumstances, and desire, etc. So what is the benefit of hearing the Bhagavatam? I'd like to read a few things on that. These are quotations from the Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's purport. Because the essence of hearing Bhagavatam is to associate with Krishna. Because the Bhagavatam is Krishna. So it has such spiritual potency. So here is some verses and purports. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, of Lord Sri Krishna, and it is therefore none different from Him. Srimad Bhagavatam should be worshipped as respectfully as we worship the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that the purpose of all the Vedas is to know Him, Lord Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord Krishna Himself in the form of recorded knowledge. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum, the topmost position of life. It is Lord Sri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the direct representative of Lord Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can also see Lord Krishna in person. They are identical. When the Bhagavatam opens in the first canto with the sages of Namasharanya asking Suta Goswami, six questions. The final questions is that after Lord Krishna has left this world, because Lord Krishna had just departed, this was spoken at the beginning of Kali Yuga, basically. So Krishna had just departed. So the sages of Namasharanya ask, where have religious principles gone now that Krishna has left? Because Krishna is the embodiment of all religious principles and the embodiment of all knowledge. So when Krishna has left, where have the principles gone? Where has knowledge gone? Have they left with Krishna? Are they no longer present in this world? So Suta Goswami says Krishna swadham upagate, that Krishna has gone to his dham. Dhamma jnana jabi saha. And he has taken with him all knowledge and religion. Kalo nasta drishame sha. This is the answer of Suta Goswami to the sixth question. But in Kali Yuga, kalo nasta drishame sha, in the age of darkness, of ignorance, puranarko dunoditaha, that the Bhagavatam arises like the sun comes up in the morning and dispels darkness. Therefore, all religion and knowledge are there, present in Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially for Kali Yuga, this is our shelter. So, The Bhagavatam has so much potency because it is Krishna. I would like to read just a few verses and sections of purports of Srila Prabhupada from the second chapter of the first canto, which is entitled The Divinity and Divine Service. And there is a progression of verses. We'll go over this progression in perhaps the third week of our evening study, third or fourth week of our evening studies. It is very wonderful because it tells the beginning of from the beginning of Vedic culture up to the point of Prema Bhakti. So, where it starts getting most exciting and where it's describing the importance of the Bhagavatam, we'll start reading there.
Yadanudyasina yukta kama granti navandana chindanti kovidas tasya kona kuryat kataratim.
So this verse means yad anudyasina yukta, that one should take out his sword. And what kind of people will take out a sword and do what with it? And kovida. Kovida means intelligent people should take out their sword and cut. Chindanti means cut. Cut the binding. They're being bound to this material world of birth and death. How? What is the process? By remembering Krishna always. By remembering Krishna and not forgetting Krishna. By living in Krishna in that way. That is the sword that will cut our material existence. And therefore, kona, kuryat, katara, tim. Who will not pay attention to this message of Bhagavatam? Because the Bhagavatam is meant specifically to do this. So Prabhupada translates this as, with sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by how remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Prabhupada says in his purport, the contact of the spiritual spark with material elements creates a knot which must be cut if one wants to be liberated from the actions and reactions of fruit of work. Liberation means freedom from the cycle of reactionary work. This liberation automatically follows for one who constantly remembers the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because all the activities of the Supreme Lord, his Leela, are transcendental to the modes of material nature. They are all attractive spiritual activities, and therefore constant association with the spiritual activities of the Supreme Lord gradually spiritualizes the conditioned soul and ultimately severs the knot of material bondage. Therefore, any sensible man who is above the average man with a poor fund of knowledge, the average man has a poor fund of knowledge, must constantly remember the personality of Godhead by hearing about him, glorifying him by remembering him and worshipping him always. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were authorized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the bhakti cult, rigidly followed this rule and made immense literatures of transcendental science for our benefit. They have chalked out ways for all classes of men in terms of the different castes and orders of life in pursuance of the teachings of the Bhagavatam and similar other authoritative scriptures. Second verse. Shushusho sharadanasya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahatsevaya vipro punatirtanasevanat. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. This is the result of service. Without a serving mood and service, then the Vasudeva Kataruchi, the tendency, the attraction to Krishna's messages will never come into the heart. Then,
Shrinvata svakata krishna punya sravana kirtana vidyantastoya badrani vidunoti sritsatan.
Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatman, everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotees, he cleanses the desires for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So we think that my heart is so, I have no taste for Krishna Katha, my heart is so full of so many material desires, so I should keep away from hearing. But actually, if we just become a little eager to hear, Krishna himself will help us. If we just come, Krishna himself will help the devotee and clean away all the inauspiciousness. Inauspiciousness means all the material tastes and attractions from the heart. Prabhupada explains, messages of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are none different from him. Whenever, therefore, offenses, hearing, and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikastak declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potency of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotee. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and thus has become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily come back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back to his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. Is there anyone, even though maybe we don't feel ourselves qualified, is there anyone here who would like to go to Goloka Vrindavan? Raise your hand if you'd like to go. So if we at all desire, where's Jai Gurupad? Maybe someone could ask him if he desires. Because anyone who desires, even if it's a bit, anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna will help in all respects. So we have to nourish the flame. We have to fan the flame of this desire to go back to Godhead. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desire to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. I have so much personal experience of this. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements, and thus they retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. We need help. And hearing the Bhagavatam, so much help, because it inspires Krishna if we develop some eagerness to hear, even a little. It inspires Krishna to do the cleansing work for us. Prabhupada continues, to become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from time remote, practically immemorial. And it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbance, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. Nasta praesha badresu nityam bhagavate sevaya bhagavati tamasloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Prabhupada says, here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart. So the heart is full of so many inauspicious things, which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is association with the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both the Bhagavatas are complete, are competent remedies. And both of them, or either of them, can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavata is as good as the book Bhagavata, because the devotee Bhagavata leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavata, and the book Bhagavata is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees, who are also Bhagavatas. Bhagavata book and person are identical. So Prabhupada was such an example of the person Bhagavatam who is giving the book Bhagavatam. And his purports, which we will be taking shelter of when we study the Bhagavatam, reveal the practical insights of the person Bhagavata. So if we adopt the mood in our study of the Bhagavatam of serving the person Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, then the effect will be very powerful. The devotee Bhagavata is a direct representation of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by pleasing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavata or the book Bhagavata, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually, these facts are explained by Sri Narada, who happened to be a maidservant's son in his previous life. The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus Narada also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality of Sri Narada. These are the miraculous effects of the association of Bhagavatas. And to understand these effects practically, it should be noted that by such sincere service of the Bhagavata, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily, with the result that he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in transcendental loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavata, therefore, have to be received from the devotee Bhagavata, Srila Prabhupada, and the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on. That means that if one hears the book Bhagavata with the purports of Srila Prabhupada, then one will make progress, and that progress will go on and on and on and on and on and on and on with no end until the soul attains the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. So I would like to thank everyone for coming and also for patiently hearing this glorification of the Bhagavatam. To close, I would like to read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 very, very, very special verses in praise of the Bhagavatam by Sripad Sanatana Goswami. Sava Shastra Bipyusha Sava Vedaka Satpalam Sava Sadantaratnadya Sava Lokaikidrik Prada Sava Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dvandit Trayo Sri Krishna Parivartita. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all the Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all the Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of this world, O life breath of the Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna who has returned among us. Paramananda Pattaya Prema Vashyaksharayate Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Sri Krishnayo Namostume. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. Marika bandho mat sangin mat guru mat mahadana Manishtarakka mat bhagya maradanda namos tute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Sataraka Hanamun Chachin Mam Prem Narit Katayospura. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please don't ever leave me. Please become manifest in my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. Shri Sanatana Goswami Pada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Nittai Gaur Primanande, Hari Hari Bo, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.